So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to Business Growth Show every Monday, allegedly. We say that because we've been a little bit hit and miss on our lives. There you go. We can't help it. Just one of those things. Life is more than just going live. Anyway, we are live. And in this session, I want to talk to you about your net worth and how to get a 6% return. But before we talk about how to get a 6% return, I think it's really important for us to have a conversation about what your net worth actually is. So I follow a hashtag on Instagram, and I think it's called something like Get Out of Debt or Debt Free Community, something like that. And it's all about people who are paying down their credit cards, their store cards, their loans, their car loans, and they are very, very focused on cutting all their costs and paying everything down as much as possible. And one of the reasons why I follow that hashtag is I find it really inspirational and motivational seeing other people actually pay down all their bad debt, because this is how it actually looks like for most people. So let me just put a couple of things on the board. And if you're watching on the, if you're listening on the audio, by the way, then you should come and join us live in the Facebook group or come and join us on the YouTube channel. But most people, you see, when we look at their net worth, and this is something we need to identify, they have things like credit card debt. So they've got credit cards. Let's say 20,000 there. It doesn't matter what this number is. This number could be really high. It could be really low. It could be £5,000. Doesn't matter. They might have a loan. Let's say that's £2,000. They bought a jacuzzi. They might have a car. And the car loan might be £5,700. And when we add all those up, it's £27,700. And that right there is their net worth, a negative £27,700. Now, if you've never done this before, then I highly recommend that you actually work out what your credit cards are, what your loan is, what any loans you've got, any store cards, and actually work that out. So this is your liabilities. Over here, so let's write that down, actually. Liabilities. On the other side, you'll have assets. And an asset might be, now, let's just clarify some of the terminology here. I'm going to say an asset is your house. But for those who know me, we all know that an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. A house does not put money in your pocket unless you're renting it or unless you're taking a lodger. So for me, a house is not an asset. But for the purpose, if you ask an accountant, they'll say a house is an asset. For the purpose of working out your net worth, a house is an asset. Okay. So I just wanted to get clarification on that. In case you go, hang on, Dan, a house isn't an asset. So an asset is something that puts money in your pocket, right? So an asset might be a house. So and here we're going to talk about how much equity you've actually got in your property. So let me write that down, equity. So let's say you got, you bought the house for 100, you got a mortgage of 90, so you've got £10,000 of equity. Let's say you've got a car. And again, a car is technically not an asset for me. Technically, it might be. If it goes on your balance sheet, it's an asset. If there's no money owed on it. But let's say you owe £2,000 on it because you've got a car loan. Oh, no, you owe £5,700, but the car's worth £10,700. You've got a car. So if you needed to sell it, you could generate £5,000 if necessary. And if you needed to sell your house, you could generate £10,000 and so on. So here, and again, these are just for the purposes of explanation. Okay, so here you've got assets worth £15,000, which means you are negative £27,700 minus £15,000 is £12,700. So that is how much your net worth is. You've got a net worth of minus £12,700. So hear me out here. This means, this is one of the things that kind of winds me up about Oxfam, and they go, oh, 95% of the world's wealth is owned by 2% of the top people. That's just bollocks. It's because they're playing on numbers and playing on people's ignorance on these numbers. If you've got a net worth of 12,000 minus 12,700, the guy that picks rice, I don't know if he picks rice, in a paddy field in China is wealthier than you are. Like if you've got loan debt, like student loan debt, the guy that's homeless, sat on the street with zero debt, he just doesn't have anything, has got a higher net worth than you. Right? This is one of the things that kind of winds me up about the Oxfam wealth thing. If you've gone to Harvard Law School and you're earning £200,000 a year, but it costs you £500,000 to get the law degree, the guy who's homeless is wealthier than you are. And so they kind of mix this up. But this is net worth, right? This is what we're focusing. What is your net worth? Now, before we even start talking about getting a 6% return on any of this net worth, which you can't because you're 12,700 down, negative, you can't get 6% returns. What's the point? You've got credit cards. What's a credit card these days? 20%? You've got a loan, what, 15%? And a car loan might be 9%. What's the point on using any cash that you've got and putting that into some sort of asset when you're paying 20% on a credit card, 15% on a loan, and 9% on a car? So what you've got to do, and it's really, really hard, you've got to start paying these off. Before you do anything, before you start getting a net return, a return on anything, before you start buying property, before you start investing in an ISA, people are investing in ISAs. We've got car loans. What the hell are you doing? You're paying 9% and you're earning 6% or 8% in an ISA. You're losing 3% a year plus inflation. It doesn't make sense, right? Most people don't know their net worth. So the first step is you've got to start working out what is your net worth. Now you know what your net worth is now, and it's minus 12.7 in this made up random example. You've now got to start working on paying these down. Forget about investing. Forget about assets, buying houses. Forget about ISAs and stocks and shares and buying Tesla and all this kind of stuff, Tesla stock. Start paying this down. This is going to be the thing that's going to send you over. And then, so let's just redo this. Let's say you paid this off. You've actually got a net worth of £15,000, which is a big difference from the minus 12,700. Now, I'm not saying that you can necessarily get a return on this, but the money that you're then saving, because this equity is wrapped up in a vehicle or a house. If you sell your car, how are you going to get to work kind of thing, right? If you can't sell it really, I wouldn't even class your car as an asset. So this is where we make the transition into assets, okay? I wouldn't class a house as an asset. You might have £1 million worth of equity, but if you run out of money, you can't eat equity, right? So what I don't like about this is that this is neither increasing in value. You can't do anything with it. You can't buy food with it. You can't buy a house with it. And you can't do anything else with it. So this is an even bigger kick in the butt for you, but this is where I think people need to kind of understand this. An asset is something that puts money in your pocket, right? Your house is not an asset. You live in it. If you sell your house and release that equity, where are you going to live? You're going to be homeless, right? So here you might have stocks, £10,000. You might have buy-to-let property, buy-to-let. And the equity in that might be, say, £30,000, let's just say. And you are getting a return on that because you're getting rent coming in. You might have, stocks and shares, bonds, ISAs. It's all the same thing. Stick an ISA in. An ISA is the same as stocks and shares. It's just a wrapper to make it more tax-free. Let's just put 17,000 in there. What the heck? So that's what? 40, 57,000. Now you're starting to earn some money on this. There's a big difference. Get rid of this because I don't want to confuse us just yet. What I want to go back to, though, and if you've got any comments, by the way, then please stick them in the comment box. I need to just put this banner up, Business Growth Show. So let's just talk about your liabilities for a second. How are you going to get rid of this? Now, the easiest one for me to pay off this would be your £2,000 loan. And the easiest way, I can just fit it here, I think. Yeah, you can see that. The easiest way, let me see, just here. I'm just working out what space I've got here. You can actually see it. The easiest way to pay £2,000 is 10 months times 200. So if you can start to save £200 a month, you'll pay off the £2,000 loan. That increases your net worth. Then you can start to pay off your car, £5,700. So if we said, let's just grab a calculator here. Let's just open it up. If my eyes are looking down, it's because I'm looking at the calculator. 5,700 divided by, let's say, 28 months. Yeah. It's 28 months at £203. 0.57. You've got to start paying this lot off. Because you can't invest in stocks and shares or buy to let or ISAs or buying Tesla stock. Or you can't do any of that stuff because you've got this stuff. Unless you know that your buy to let is going to go up more than the 20% that your credit cards are costing you. You shouldn't be doing any of that. You've got to pay down your liabilities. There's no point in building up assets that put money in your pocket while you're spending 20% a year. 20% a year. If you put £1,000 into stocks and shares and you get a 6% return, which is possible, okay, through dividends alone, you can get a 6% return. Just through dividends, not including the price going up. You can definitely do it. AT&T, I've got some AT&T shares. 6%. But this is costing you 20%. You've got to start paying this lot down. And by the way, if you've not done this yet, I would highly recommend that you start calculating all of your liabilities, all of your car loans, your credit cards, all of this has to be calculated. Then once you know what that is and you owe £27,000, then your sole focus should be on paying down £27,000. Let's do that as a lump sum. Let's work out how to pay that off. So let's say that you are able to generate an extra £500 a month. So what, £10 an hour times 14 hours a week times four, it's 560. We can do that. Okay, so let's say you get a job, £10 an hour. You need to earn slightly more than that because you're going to lose some in tax, but let's just use it without tax for now. Let's say you get a side hustle. So £10 an hour times 7 hours on a Saturday, 7 hours on a Sunday. So that's 14 hours a week times four. 4 weeks in a month is £560. 27,700 divided by £560 a month. Work out how many months this is going to do. By the way, some people never ever run these numbers, ever. And if you've never run these numbers, now is the time to start running these numbers so that you get a really good idea. You're going to be debt free in 49 and a half months. And some people go, oh, I can't wait 48, 49 and a half months. That's 4 years of my life just paying towards debt. Well, you got yourself into debt. You spent plenty of time doing that and enjoying that. Now it's time to start paying this stuff off and start and get rid of it. And if you're 45, great. You'll be paid off by the time you're 50. Wonderful. If you're 55, great. You'll be paid off by the time you're 60. If you're 32, you'll be paid off by the time you're 36. And then you can start actually living and start moving all this stuff over to get rid of all this. So then you've got zero assets right here. So you've got zero liabilities, I should say. Imagine getting to a stage where you're in zero liabilities. And that, imagine that. I can tell you, by the way, one of the greatest feelings ever is knowing that you have zero credit card bills, zero car loans, zero store cards, zero. It's just the most amazing feeling. Now, obviously, in liability, you might have a mortgage. You're going to have to live somewhere. I wouldn't technically class a mortgage as a liability. I know technically it is, right? But I wouldn't class it as that because if you don't buy a place to live, you're going to rent and it's more expensive. So I would just get rid of that. But you still have to find a way of paying it off, but it's good debt, is mortgage, very low price. What you then can do, once this is then paid off, is you can start moving this over. And you don't even have to do a lot. So you could start off, we were doing £560, 560 times 10 months is 5,600. I do 10 months just because then I can do the actual maths. And this could go into an ISA. Now your net worth is 5,600. That's much better than minus 27,000 before. And if it's on an ISA, then there's a good chance that that's going to pay. Like the way I do it is I put mine into stocks and shares is going to pay a dividend. So like AT&T, for example, pays about a 6% yield. 6%, I can live with that. Can you get more if you invest in property? Of course you can. But this is the other thing you should bear in mind, is if you're starting to save up an ISA, there's no point in paying a mortgage off just yet, because an ISA gives you 6%, let's just say, on average. Stock market, FTSE 100 over the last 50 years, I think it's more like 8%. We'll stick with 6% now. But if you do it this way, you will have more money in 20 years than if you just paid down your mortgage, because the mortgage costs right now are so cheap, like 2%. So they're infinitely cheap. Cheaper than the world just 5 or 6 years ago. So you're best getting a 6% return now and paying off that 2% in 20 years' time. But that's up to you. It's not financial advice, of course. But this is just year one, £5,600. You might get a 6% return on that. Now, all these numbers are approximate, of course. So let's add 6% onto that. It's now 5,936. 5,936, because you've got 6% return, which is £336. So then you do another one. And by the way, I've got 10 month years, not 12 months, because I can't do the maths. I know, shocking. Just deal with it. 5,600. But this is for you to do the maths yourself. So you're going to have what? I can't do it. Let's use a calculator. Plus 5,600. Is 11,536. This is about you increasing 11,536. 336 there, 336 there. Oh, let's just get rid of that. So you've got 5,600 plus the 6% return, plus another 5,600 because you're into year two and you're starting to save up. Now you've got £11,536 plus 6%. Is £692. Doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not a lot. If you know, 692 quid a year, that's not going to buy you anything. But that's not the point. The point is when you get to 100 grand, 200 grand, 300, 400,000 pounds, that's when it's going to start making a difference. But this is all about you increasing your net worth. So we turn that money then into £12,228. And then we do it again, year three. Bear in mind, it's not quite year three. We're only 30 months in. Another 5,600. So you've got 12,128 plus another 6%. It's 12,000. Oh, no, that's wrong. Let me add it up. So what was it? We had 12,228 plus the 5,600 we've saved. It's 17,828 plus the 6% dividend. Share prices might go up, by the way. And if share prices have gone up, then your net worth has gone up too. And when you get a dividend on that, because the share price has gone up, you make more money. You see how this is working? Okay, I've done it completely wrong. So it's 17,828 plus 6% is £1,069. So in just 3 years, once you've paid off all of your debt, you've now got a net worth of 18,897, and this is working for you. This is working for you. Get 6% a year on average every single year. You keep adding into this pot. This pot is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is going from a place where you've had minus £27,000 worth in liabilities from car loans and store cards and normal loans and student debt and whatever else you happen to have on liabilities. I went to the shops today and I went to Zara and the queue was really long. I found some shorts, 25 euros. I found some shorts. I was going to buy them. I'm in the queue for 10 minutes. There's only two people. The queue's not gone down. I put the shorts on the hanger and I left. I then went to Primark and I bought three pairs of shorts at £7.50 each, €7.50. Exactly the same shorts, more or less. Only I know them from Primark, and everybody watching or listening to this now knows that too. It's exactly the same goddamn thing. Spend the money wiser and you can move that money over to your liabilities. Or and I texted my wife this, just walked out of Zara, just said €25 because I put the shorts back. I then went and spent it in Primark. But that's how you get rid of these liabilities. I just wanted to show you an example of how we even do it, even though we are doing some of this right now. This is my focus. I want this number to be as big as possible. And bear in mind that this number comes from the side hustle. it was £10 an hour, 14 hours a week, times 4 weeks, which is the month. That's how we get to this number if you joined us a little bit later. But this number right here is a number that I want to go to. This is the net worth. And I can start getting a return on that net worth. Either this is buy to let, and I might even change this from being in an ISA and then put it down on a deposit on a house and get a better return, maybe an 8 or 9% return. But this is where it starts. You've got to start off with working on your liabilities, working out what your debt is, getting rid of your debt, and then starting to build up your assets. And trust me on this, it starts off very, very small. But if you're, you know, if you've got a £4,000 credit card, 10 months at £400, get that thing paid off because it's costing you 20% a year. Got to get rid of these liabilities before you start investing in this stuff. And that, my friends, will do us for today. Good 20 minutes in. Hope that's useful for you. I hope this kind of gets the old brain cells going, oh, I know I need to get rid of my liabilities at some point. And you know what, Dan? I'm going to start doing it now. And if so, then drop me a message. Let me know how that goes. Other than that, we'll speak to you on Wednesday. We're live on the Property Cash Flow Show. Come and join me for that, and we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.